Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hello, Captain Mickey. It's Johnny B here.
Johnny, what is up?
I'm just wrangling the phones, trying to get stuff started, Mick.
Yeah, well, that's what we do here. Ooh. All right, man. Well, we'll get rolling. This 3 hours will be gone before you know it.
Ain't that true?
Mm-hmm. Sponsors for today's show: McLean Trailers, Bauman Marine Service, Mainstream Marketing, Texan Roofing, Boyd's One Stop, and Safe Floor. All right, looking at weather. Galveston right now, 80 degrees down on the island, feels like 85. Winds are northeast right now. And today they're calling for sunny to partly cloudy. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High of 89, winds will be north-northeast, 10 to 20 miles per hour. And then tonight, 50% chance of rain. Rain chances are going to pick up with all this tropical moisture in the Gulf. And variably cloudy. And low around, I guess, 80 again, north-northeast, 10 to 15, rain chance, 50% again. And then tomorrow, 50% chance of rain with mixed clouds and some sunshine. High of 87, northeast winds, 10 to 20 again. So here we go. Much-needed rain for some, though. Some don't have enough, and others don't have any at all, so... we'll spread it out. Hope everybody gets some. But anyway, tides for today. We're on a two-tide schedule. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We had a high just occur at 3:27 a.m. It was a 1.7, and then a low at 6:54 p.m. tonight, an 0.2. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m., and sunset tonight, 7:27 p.m. Our moon phase is 36%, headed towards our new moon of the month. So, and today is opening day of teal season. There's going to be a lot of teal hunters out there this morning. Saw a lot of scrambling around yesterday, people brushing up and getting ready for the big day, opening day of teal season. Nothing like it, except for maybe the opener of dove is bigger, but if you got duck hunting in your blood, today's a really good day. All right, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston, we have a north-northeast wind at 16, gusting to 20. Water temp at the buoy is 86, air temp 82. Eagle Point, it's 80 degrees with 84-degree water. North-northeast winds 10 to 13. And Morgan's Point, 78 degree with 86-degree water. North-northwest wind at 9 to 10. Barometric pressure at all these stations is just above 29.90 inches and slightly falling with this moisture coming into play. So there's where we're at. Well, happy Saturday to everybody and happy teal season. It's here. All right, let's run over to Sabine now. Let's get hooked up with old Bill Watkins, see what he's up to this morning. Bill, how you doing?
Oh, life's good, man. Life's
great.
Good.
Could be worse. You could have been living about 30 miles to the east and be dealing with destruction.
That's right. I'm quite happy about that. I don't think my house could have withstood that kind of wind. Very few people did.
That was something else, buddy.
Yeah, when they get that strong, there's very few structures that can take it.
Yeah, Tim, with Texan Roofing, one of our sponsors here, he sent me a text overnight, and I was reading it this morning, and he was going over there to help some people he knows, because, you know, Texan Roofing, they're not kind of, they're not like a storm chaser type company, and he went over there to help some friends, sent a crew over there to put some tarps up for them until, you know, the insurance adjusters get there. I mean, everything's just a mess. And he said he had never seen anything so sad in all his life. It made him feel guilty to come home and live with electricity and air conditioning and have a nice house to come home to. And some of those people over there lost everything, just everything they own.
Yeah, pitiful. They took roofs off and the walls fell in. And, you know, homes that you would think would withstand the wind, but that was a really strong wind.
That was, man. It was a tight wound, bad to the bone storm.
Yeah,
if you were in that wind field.
It was tight wound, you're right.
It was. If you were in that wind field, you got smoked.
Yeah, it's all of Holly Beach and down that way.
I just right all the way up through, you know.
Yeah.
Straight to Lake terrible. Charles, man. It was the Wind Express.
Yeah, well,
how's things in your world, man?
Well, we've cleaned up the limbs and sticks and leaves out of the yard, and no damage. We were very fortunate. Like I say, 30 miles makes a huge difference.
It does.
My old deer camp was totally destroyed.
I remember you telling me that, man. That's something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to text you those pictures so you can
see. Yeah, text them to me.
About.
Man.
It's just a total destruction. Unbelievable. It flattened everything. We had everything built under old chicken barns that used to be right. That we raised broilers in there, my uncle did. And, you know, we've had Rita took a whole bunch of tin off of it. We drug it back up and put it back on. This one flattened the lumber, snapped off the poles.
Good.
It scattered those big sheets of tin in every direction. And the woods were tore up. The high lines were down. You know, you could look down the high line right away, and there's just trees laying on everything. It's devastating. I don't know if they have power over there yet.
No, it's going to be a month or two for a lot of them before they get any power. That whole grid got torn down, and, man, these poor linemen, they're working night and day around the clock.
Not only that.
Just trying
that
to
thing
get.
Run all the way up and devastated Toledo Bend.
Oh, yeah. There's damage. I mean, wherever it went, all the way to Arkansas, there's damage.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's just that's hard to believe that it could be that bad that far up. But so I know now that there's no safe place to live.
No.
You say, I'm going to move north. Well, how far do I need to move? Shoot, man. It's getting hard to live in this part of the country. And now there's another one cooking off of Florida.
Yeah, we're just going to get some tropical moisture off of that, I think. The other two are going to kind of spin over in the Atlantic. I mean, it's a heavy spawn going on in Africa right now with storms coming off that coast. It's crazy. They're landing.
It is crazy.
It looks like planes leaving an airport, just one after another.
Yeah, they're lined up out there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have a cool, dry spell fast enough.
Me and you both.
We need high pressure in here.
They missed this front big time.
Yep, they sure did. I'm still over here sweating my butt off.
Oh,
you can't do anything outside without sweat. It's makes you want to just go fishing every morning because that's the only way you can stay cool. A little sea breeze. Now, we've had some stiff northeast winds. I mean, it's been blowing over here for 3 days.
Yeah, we're going to have some more of that today. They're claiming 10 to 20. Teal hunters are like that. At least it's not extremely hot for opening a teal season this weekend. Usually it's 95 degrees. We didn't ever care. We went anyway.
That northeast wind, it's funny. You can be down there on Sabine Lake, and it'll be cooking. It'll be blowing. And you go inland, and that same wind is just almost nothing. And it's just, of course, if you got up on an inland lake, it would blow. But that's just a hot northeast wind. It was 97 here yesterday. I'm like, you know, man. Of course, that northeast wind makes anywhere fishing on the southern end of Sabine Lake, that makes it difficult because it just rakes right down the shoreline and comes across the lake and hits that southern end, and mm-hmm. it muddies up the shoreline. And that makes it really hard to catch those fish. So that leaves you two choices. You either fish the ship channel from end to end or all the way up in the northeast corner or some ways down the eastern shore on the Louisiana side. Mm-hmm. But once that part that turns and goes back east-west for miles, that gets hammered during all that wind.
Yeah.
And those fish just back off and scatter. Makes them real hard to catch. But, you know, when the tough gets going, the gargoyle gets tough.
The tough gets going. Yeah, there you go. I knew what you were meaning anyway.
Yeah. It's hard to remember anything anymore. I need to take some of that jellyfish stuff.
Yeah, we got those memory supplements. I mean, there's a pill for everything nowadays. Have you noticed that? I mean, just watch TV for a little while, all the commercials. I mean, if you've got any symptoms of anything, you can take a pill. It's a magic cure. That's what they say. It's all snake oil, but hey, anything to give somebody some confidence.
Yeah, it's like a placebo. You take it and it makes you feel good just mentally, you know. Psychosomatic, they call it.
Yeah. Sugar pills.
Sugar pills, yeah. My son gave me one. He said, hey, man, this stuff really works. It's some kind of total tea or something like that. And it was
a testosterone booster?
Yeah, it was a capsule that had a bunch of hay cut up inside of it. That's just what it smelled like. I opened it up, and it had like smell like hay. This smells like weeds. He said, oh, it's supposed to be really good stuff. I took one. I didn't feel nothing. No offense. But it did leave a taste of grass in my mouth.
Boy. Hey, you're grass-fed beef, buddy. Oh, man.
Oh, shoot. I couldn't believe that. He said, no, seriously, this stuff's supposed to really work. I said, oh, my goodness. Anything smells like hay. Not too sure about that. But, yeah, like you say, there is a supplement for everything. If I could just take a pill and make me a better fisherman, I'd really be able.
For men's health or what have you, or women's health. I mean, all these different supplements out there, you'd spend your entire day eating pills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I know people that take handfuls of them.
I know. I've never been one of those kind of people. A little bit of ibuprofen goes a long way when the old joints get all, you know, fish too many days, get all kind of beat up and stiff.
Yep.
It works wonders, but they can have the rest of that mess.
Yeah, I think moderation in all things will get you there.
Yeah. Well, you know, even if it's good for you, if you do too much of it, it's bad for you. So,
yeah. Anyway. Don't eat too much. Don't drink too much. Don't fish too much.
No, you can't fish enough. Can't fish and hunt enough. That's good for the soul. Good for the.
That's what I.
Good
think.
For the mind.
They say if you fish when you're fishing, that don't count against your time on earth.
That's right. Hey, hang on. Let me do a quick commercial break, and I'll come back to you. Hang with me, Bill. I'll be right back. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back after these messages. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Opening day of teal season on a Saturday morning. How about that? 416 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head back to Bill Watkins over at Sabine. All right, Bill, we're back, man.
Hey, man. You know, I have fell heir to some schoolmaster lures. Have you ever fished with those?
Schoolmaster? No, never heard of them.
Yeah, they're old. I've got two cases of them. And I've got two cases of them, and in the original boxes. I know they must have some kind of value to a collector, but I don't have a clue.
What are they for? I mean, are they for bass baits or saltwater?
No, I think they're saltwater lures. They look like little sonic fish. They're shaped like that, all kind of different colors.
Oh, like a blade bait?
Yeah, but it's made out of hard plastic.
Okay.
They're very well made. They have screws in them and plated hooks, one treble hook. It kind of makes you reminiscent of the old plug and shorty. What it was made out of, that's molded plastic.
Yeah, a bent toothbrush handle with some lines in it to make it look like a shrimp.
Yeah, if anybody knows what they are, let me know.
Yeah,
I don't know what they are. My dad had them, and I don't know who gave them to him. He never fished with them, but they were in his closet. And all of them in the boxes, original baits, and I'm thinking, there's got to be some value to somebody about that. I don't know. But I've got them sitting around. I've got way more tackle than I ever need.
Well, I feel sorry for whoever has to go through all my junk in my tackle room in the house.
Oh,
it's a bedroom that I just converted into a gun room and tackle room, and it's bad. I mean, you don't even want to open the door and walk in there. It's pitiful. My wife just shakes her head every time she – if I leave the door open, she'll go over and slam it shut. She don't want anybody to see in there. Go, man, how do you operate like that? I said, well, baby, I know where everything's at perfectly. Dresser drawers full of ammo and baits and, oh, it's nasty.
That's right. Hey, I can find every bit of it. So how many rod and reels do you think you have?
You know, I really don't have that many because I've always kind of passed them on. You know, after I get new sets every year and everything, you know, I kind of just donate them for a good cause to somebody that doesn't have a good rig and give it to them. I guess complete sets, I mean, really nice stuff, probably about a dozen, you know, with good reels and all updated, nice new stuff, you know, for me.
That makes me ashamed of myself.
If I'd have hung on to everything over all this time, I'd need a whole room just to store all that stuff in. And I just kind of give it to kids and, you know, young adults or whatever. They're just getting started out and they show up with a really crappy rig to fish with and I'll give them something nice. And that's like Johnny B when he went fishing with me. I gave him a new rig, real nice rig and everything. I said, Here's a good starter rig, and then you'll find out what it's all about as you get into this fishing. You'll be spending twice the money that you need to catch these little old spotted fish we fish for.
My problem is I can't quit buying.
I know.
I keep thinking I need this one. You know, I need a couple of reels to put back just in case, and, you know, and I'm always in the back of my mind thinking about going back bass fishing. And I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and collect me a few things and put it back. And I might go bass fishing, you know, 10 times a year. So I've got, and it requires a whole lot more to bass fish than it does saltwater fish.
One old rod and reel with a Shimano, the old Bantam Mag 250s, remember we fished with those years ago? It's my mom's old rig that I had her made. I had a guy wrap her a G. Loomis I think it was an 843P, and it's got her, you know, her name on it. Her nickname on the bay was Blossom, and I'll hang on to that. I'll pass it down to, you know, my son and grandson or whatever. But I've got Mike Smith hooked me up with a remember the yellow Eagle Claw rods, popping rods.
Yeah,
I think it's a 7.5-footer. It's Bob Stevenson's rod, Pappy's rod, and it was a signature rod. But this was actually his, and Johnny, his dad, had it, bought it in the auction or something, and Michael gave it to me. Thought I should have that
because
I was
really cool.
So close to Pappy and Bob Jr. So that's pretty cool. But as far as relics, that's about all I got. You know, I got some old, you know, Shimano Bantamag reels and stuff like that we fished with, but most of that I got rid of.
Well, I've got probably 70.
70? You are a sick puppy.
I am sick. Yeah, that's
oh,
great.
Man.
And that's not counting the ones I gave away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sickness. It really is. But,
they'll break their favorite lure rod or something, and they'll ask me, you got anything laying around? And I said, sure, come by and we'll find you something. I hook them up. I mean,
there you
share
go.
Share it, man. Spread the wealth.
That's right. Yeah, I've given away quite a few, and then and most of the time I wind up breaking one in half, car door or something, you know. Somebody,
all right.
There, you got one in the stand-ups, and somebody makes a wild back cast and grabs it and clips the tip off of it. I use
good night, Irene. It's gone. It's done.
Gone. Yeah. If you put them in harm's way, they're going to get broke.
All right. I got a text from a listener. Actually, he's not a listener, really. It's our plumber buddy, Vaughn. He goes, Schoolmaster Boat and Tackle Company, 1960, San Antonio.
That's it. I looked it up online. That's it.
Boat and Tackle Company, San Antonio, 1960.
Kind of boat they made. Yeah. There you go. Saw our buddy out on the lake the other day.
Who's that?
Vaughn.
You saw him?
Yeah. Yeah, his boat's easy to spot. It's got that Honda on it.
Silver Honda, man. He loves that thing.
Yeah. I
a
bet.
Gas maker.
They're good motors.
Yeah, they are. I love mine. Like I said, if my Honda could cook, I'd marry it.
You don't see that much over here.
You don't see many Hondas over there?
No. So it's pretty... Of course, his boat's pretty easy to pick out.
Yeah, he's got that 21 Kenner Vision.
Yep, and he's by himself most of the time. Mm-hmm. So I can spot him right away. I picked up the phone, called him. He said, tough this morning. I said, yeah, it is. He's a great guy.
Now, Tiki Mike, this cop that listens to the show, good buddy of ours down in Galveston, down at Tiki, he just sent me a picture of Livingston Lures. It's called a Schoolmaster Winning Sound Technology. It looks like a topwater. I can't really tell. It's got eye in the nose with two treble hooks, and it's a mullet imitation looking bait. It's got a shad spot on the side by the gill. So I don't know whether it's a crankbait or topwater or what.
Yeah, I saw something about that one online, but what I've got is these little single hook or double hook. There's two hooks on it, which
right.
are real close together. It's a stocky little bait, short,
mm-hmm.
and I bet you the thing would catch a trout.
Probably
I've
would.
I've got some old plug-in shorties, and one of them's in the original bag. Those things... That was a fish-catching lure, man.
I've got some strawberry ones, some root beer ones, gold ones, and like all the old bingos and the bingo humps and all that, you can still throw that stuff and catch fish, I guarantee you. They'll
you
catch
sure
trout.
Can. Absolutely. First thing you got to do is be where they are. if you're where they
you know
are.
That, I've had that problem my whole life. If you're not on fish, you usually don't catch them.
<That's>
they
right.
just don't fall out of the sky, man.
No. No. You can be a lousy fisherman, but if you're a good fish finder, you're going to be successful.
That's it. Anybody can catch them if they're on them, and that's pretty much a fact.
Right.
Some of the people I've taken fishing over the years, that if they can catch them, anybody can.
Yeah, that's right.
And as long as they can cast, if they can get the lure out there, keep their line tight, stay in contact with it, and feel the bite, they're going to catch fish. I mean, it's it's not that hard. It's not rocket science.
No, it's
but
not.
Finding them is the deal, and knowing what to do with them when you get on them, how to get on them, and stay on them.
That's
the
true.
Deal.
And you can fish right through a bunch of fish if you don't know what you're doing and miss the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Never get a bite. You got to, you know, everything's dead. It's not all the same. Every technique is different, and you just got to be tuned into it. I don't know that I could write a computer program that would even get close to what a real thinking fisherman can do. Now, they've tried
right.
that, I guess. People have tried it, and it ain't never worked. You just got that. You can't beat a human mind for that stuff.
No. And there's nothing worse than a fisherman's mind as far as buying new stuff. I mean, it just, that's why I feel sorry for whoever's got to go through all my junk when I'm gone. And there's, you know, you get to rummaging around and you find stuff. You go, man, I'd have spent $50 at Academy on those baits and I didn't know I had them. You find them. You go, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to organize all that stuff where I can reach and get everything.
It's impossible.
It is.
Once you get so much.
Then your boat turns into a tackle box.
Yeah, the boats.
And,
yeah, if my boat sinks, the only thing worth anything on it is the trolling motor and the engine and all the tackle inside of it.
Yeah, I have to go through every once in a while. My front right rod box has got soft plastic bags everywhere in there. And I try to organize them where I can reach and get what I need. And then my flip seat behind the console, all of that is whatever I'm going to use for that day. And then the left rod box has got boxes of backup stuff. You know, hard baits and things like that in boxes. And every once in a while, I just have to strip the boat out, clean out the hatch, and put everything back in and consolidate.
Yeah, start all over again.
You'll have two or three packages of Little John's that's got one or two baits in it, and they're all the same color.
Yeah.
Try to put everything in one bag. I've got a friend, he calls that playing tackle box.
Playing tackle box.
Go and play tackle box. And don't know exactly what he's talking about because you get in that. Once you get into that, it takes an hour or two to consolidate everything.
Right.
Just a weird deal.
Well, being a guide, and it's hard to stay, keep everything organized. I liked what old Cliff Webb had on his boat when I fished with him down in Baffin. He doesn't have a leaning post. You know how everybody runs the seats now in his Haney, and he had a tackle drawer built between him and behind him where you just slide the drawer out. And, I mean, he's got every Mirror Lure, Little John, or Provoker known to man inside there. And I've seen women's purses that were more organized than that. You know, customers get in there and get to rummaging around, and, oh, man. But that was pretty neat. I like that tackle drawer setup he had like that. It's compact, and boy, it holds a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's a good rig.
Because under my leaning post, it gets really bad under the seat there when they flip it up, and I got boxes of hot rods and Lee's stacked in there, and all my Little Johns and Provokers, and they're all nice and neat. At the end of a fishing trip, it looks like a woman's purse. Can't find nothing. jig heads. I mean, it's nasty. Anyway, enough on that. Well, Bill, I'm glad you came through the big storm good, and we got a hold of you this morning. Thursday we had that Texans promo going on, and I thought I was going to be able to get to you, but I couldn't. Didn't have enough time, but I got you today. And if somebody wants to come over to Sabine and go fishing with you, give them some info, man.
409-786-2018.
And fall is on the way. It's trying to get here, and I'm
That's
ready.
That's right.
All right, bud. Bill, have a good day, and nice talking to you, man. Get organized.
I'll do it.
All right, bud. See you. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back right after these messages.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go.
What are you coon hunting again?
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't ever going to run out of coons up there, man, no matter how many you kill.
I know. I keep feeding them about 5 tons of corn a year. I don't know why in the heck they keep showing up. But, you know, that's the thing. You know, them rascals, they get pretty dang wild out here and taking over, so you got to clean the herd every once in a while.
Well, I bet they're fat rascals, corn-fed.
You ain't kidding. These tongue guns are. They are just...
Get out of here, you hurry bastard.
Johnny B.
he slipped that one in on us, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Turkey.
ever gotten out one of those little Fox Pro calls and put the crow call on?
Put the fighting crows on there. Won't be a crow. You won't see one within miles, and in 5 minutes, you got crows coming in.
Everywhere. I mean, they come flocking in. You put that
Johnny's doing it.
Goodness, I tell you what, that's something else. I'm excited. That is hilarious. I sit around the house and I'll do that every once in a while. I'll put that thing in the yard. And like you say, there won't be a crow around. And you've got that thing on, and here they come. I mean, and they're diving and bombing. Want to know what's going on and who's fighting.
Oh, they're coming in there ready to fight, man. Or at least watch the fight.
I did. It is comical as it can be.
Boy, that's some cheap redneck entertainment right there.
It is, isn't it?
American by birth and Southern by the grace of God means that everything I do it right.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Speaking of rascals, let's go up to Lake Conroe and talk to one this morning. Well-known coon hunter up there on Lake Conroe. The fish dude, Richard Tosh. What's up, Richard?
Not a lot, Mickey, not a lot. I'm just over here coon hunting again. I'll tell you what, it's one of the things.
Are you really?
Can't stand it. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was over at LBJ catfishing yesterday, and I'm over here in Lano coon hunting right now.
Man, aren't you something?
Got to do it all. Got to do it all. These rascals keep getting in them feeders. I just put a ton and a half in, and just got to make sure I'm protecting it.
So you're up at your dad's this weekend, huh?
Yes, sir. We decided, you know, come up and just do a little rat killing and cleaning deer stands and stuff like that and everything. You know, kind of all this weather moving in and everything kind of cooled everything down, slowed everything down a little bit. I had a little time to come up here and try it, so that's what I'm going to do. And stayed out till about 11:30 last night, got up about 3:30 this morning, and back at it again.
Speaking of rat killing, I remember years ago, I'd take Mickey Ray and Sean up to my buddy's place, old Vaughn up there. Him and his daddy had a ranch forever in DeHaenas up there by Hondo. And
yeah.
We got up there, and we were going through the blinds and making sure there weren't any yellow jackets and all that, and opened the door up, and this rat, now it wasn't a mouse, this was a rat, jumped right in my face. I'm eye level with it, you know, when you open the door up, it's hanging on the ladder, and that rat jumped right in my face, and I don't know what kept me from letting go of that ladder and falling about 15 feet, but I hung on. He run right down my back and jumped off and hit the ground running, man.
You scared him or he scared you?
I don't know.
That's what it was. He says, man, look at this rascal right here. I better get somewhere.
He
woke
me up.
That was an eye opener.
I bet he did. I'll tell you what, I ain't had a rat do that, but you have a lizard do that every once in a while. It's something you don't even expect it. That something will jump off a limb or something and land right on your forehead or something like that and scare the mess out of you. It's like, what the heck is that? But it's all good, you know. It's like the mango catfish on Conroe. They kind of got small, but they're not real small. You know what I'm saying? They're keeper size fish, but they're not my big ones that's been showing up out there lately. So
yeah.
It's kind of the spawn where they've transitioned and moved in and out. You know, these areas, some of these areas that I'm fishing, it's a transitional zone where like a creek channel will move up into a flat area where they'll normally spawn. And it, you know, when I say a flat area, it may be 4 foot deep for 100 acres out there, you know, and then you got this one or two little creek channels that cut through that little flat and where those creek channels come in and drop into the river channel. That's where I've been catching most of my bigger ones as they transition in and out because they, you know, like I say, you'll have a little flat, say 100 acres, and you got this one creek channel in it, and then where that creek channel opens up and dumps into the river, that's where they'll come in and out. And it's, you know, just a funnel point, a little pinch point out there that they'll come into and just kind of funnel their way up into those flats and stuff and get going. But then, you know, it's funny, they'll do that, and then the hybrids, like the hybrids the other day, I was out there checking them rascals again, and them knuckleheads, I can see them, but I can't get them to bite right now. And I don't know what that is. But it's you know, summertime. You know,
it's called hybrid fishing.
yeah, hybrid fishing. Them goofy rascals, them things. Summertime, they just don't want to bite very good for me. But
well,
just you know,
think if you had to make your living, that's all you had to. You had to catch hybrids every day. You'd be pulling your hair out.
I guarantee you, every day I would be. Right now,
if that's all you had to fish for, they'd drive you crazy.
And they really would, because I mean, you know, it's funny because you can see them. I mean, you know they're there on your depth finder.
Uh-huh.
When you see them suckers down there, you know dang good and well that you can catch them. Or I think I can anyway, you know, because they're hungry all the dang time. So all you got to do is drop something in front of them. That's what you think anyway. But dang it, sometimes they just lock up and they won't do nothing. And that's what they've been doing about the past week on me. I don't know why they've been doing that, but they have, you know, and it's. You know, and then it'll get where, like, next week I may get out there and I'll catch one day and then limit out the next day and may not catch another one for a couple of days and then the next day catch three or four. And it's just kind of strange right now. But the water temperature's coming down, so that's a good thing. You know, over here at LBJ, I didn't check it yesterday, but it was in the 70s. The surface temp was in the 70s yesterday, but it was awful cool over here.
Right.
You know, a dang cold front moved in over here, and
make it to the coast, man.
I know it made it up to Conroe, but it, you know, that was just before I left out. But it's you know, it just barely made it. It was hard to push into Conroe, and that's what got me, because I'm sitting there going, dang, it's right there. You know, you see the line where it's like 50 degrees on one side and 80 on the other. It's
yeah.
Like, dang it. I'm talking, it needs to push on through, but I guarantee you over here in Central Texas, over this past week, they done had like 6 inches of rain over here. So, and that's odd for over here. They don't get that much rain, you know. So it's, you know, it's one of them things, you know, it's kind of an oddball storm, even though, you know, that hurricane moved in. I was talking about there's a cold front coming. There's got to be, you know, and so, because every time them dang hurricanes or tropical storms move in at the coast, they always pull some kind of cold front down every single time. But it's, you know, this one just didn't pull down hard enough. But dang it, it sure did suck it on down.
Well, we need some to start pushing all the way through and getting in the Gulf and keeping these storms away from us.
Yeah, because y'all's water temp's still up. If it's
oh, yeah, it's down. 85 to 87 everywhere offshore. It's warm.
Yeah, see, that's what it was
plenty
on Conroe.
Warm.
I guarantee you it was 87 on Conroe forever. Then it dropped to 85 the other day. And then after this, you know, I ain't been back over there since this cold front made it through. So I don't know for sure what it's like now, but I'll be back over there probably Tuesday Monday, I don't know if I'm on. I may still be over coon hunting Monday. Who knows? There ain't a bit of telling what I'm off to.
Well, I don't think you'll run out of coons.
It's going to be outside. That's it. I'll tell you what. We've been seeing so dang many little pups out here tonight and, you know, last night. Last night we probably saw 10, 15 little pups. You know, they all just get to running around on the ground. You can't catch up to them, goofy little things. And then so far since we've been out this morning, ain't seen, I think got two coons already. It ain't bad, but it ain't what it's supposed to be. Done seen three ringtails running through a tree. Dang ringtails, they've been running around here all night. Last night saw the same three about 200 yards away from where they were this morning. So
yeah,
they run around up the tree. And them little rascals, I don't even mess with them because they don't hurt that.
No.
Those are some neat little varmints, too, you know.
Well, I saw a pretty bobcat on the way in this morning. Big old bobcat.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Big. Well, I got my call out yesterday and called a coyote in and just didn't get a good shot at him. But it finally got me a coyote called in yesterday. I thought I just kept thinking I was going to call in a bobcat. Never did get one to come in, though. So, I don't know. Where'd you see that bobcat at? Down there, you didn't see that in Bay City.
And, yeah, in Beach City, out by my house.
No kidding.
Oh, we got a lot of cats darned. Out there.
Really? I didn't know.
We even got long-tail cats.
Oh, well, that's a whole different story. Those are in the zoo.
No, I guess I got a zoo out there.
There you go. Ain't no doubt. Got some panthers running around out there on you.
Yeah.
You know, the East Texas, they see them all the time. You know, they talk about the black panthers and things like that. It's a lion, a mountain lion. He just changes colors, I guess. I don't know what they do. I don't know why they turn black.
We got a few out my way. I know people that raise goats and stuff like that and cattle out there, they have issues with them sometimes. My wife's seen two. I've yet to see a live one.
I'll be darned.
I saw one dead, you know, run over on the highway. So, all right, Richard. Well, I'm gonna let you get back to your coon hunting and your feeder filling and all that good stuff, buddy. And have a good weekend. If somebody wants to come up to Lake Conroe and do some fishing, man, throw them out some info.
Well, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, good deal. Well, Richard.
Well, y'all have fun.
You do the same, and we'll be talking to you next week. Take care.
Sounds good, brother.
All right, bud. See ya. All right, that's Fish Dude up on Lake Conroe. Now we're going to go down Matagorda way, and let's talk to Captain Charlie Paradoski, see what he's up to this morning. Charlie P., what's up?
Morning, Mickey. What's happening?
Oh, not a lot, bud. How are you?
I'm fine. Getting ready to fight the elements, see what we can do today.
Well.
You know, you keep, I heard you say several times that that front never hit the coast. And it's funny, it did here in Matagorda on Thursday.
Yeah, it swung in down y'all's way, but it never, you know, it did hit here and the wind switched to the north, but it was not the temperature change like you guys got down south, especially Victoria down. You know, Blaine was driving down to his ranch that morning, and he texted me. I think it was Thursday morning and said that it was 84, and then when he got to Victoria, it turned into 62. Pretty good drop.
Oh, it was a very good drop. I'm telling you, we were wading chest deep, and that thing blew through, and I ended up having to go back to the boat and put a jacket on. It got foggy, misty, and yeah, damn, it felt like November.
Yeah. Boy. You know? I'm longing for some of that.
Yeah. And the fish were eating. We were catching them waiting. And about 9 o'clock, we got in the boat and looked around, and there must have been a bunch of shrimp migrating through because I found them with birds and watching and released a bunch of fish there. And went and drifted some shell and caught them on a shell, too. So,
mm-hmm.
at a little weather change had them parked up. You know?
Isn't that something, how that works?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's it felt great. It was it's been a long, hot summer. You know, and after wading chest deep by noon, we were all dry. Got hot and dry.
Yeah.
So it didn't take long for that front to disappear.
No, it was a quick turnaround, dang it.
Yeah.
But at least it's not as hot as it was before the front. We're okay, you know.
Yeah.
It's better.
Well, hopefully we've seen the last of that blistering heat for this year. But
boy, I hope so.
You never know. You know, that's like you were saying earlier, those damn storms popping up down there around Africa, that's scary. You never know what's going to happen.
I know. We need some more fronts to keep coming in and pushing that high, you know, at least give them something to steer away from instead of coming this way. We don't want any more. We've had enough.
Yeah, we've had enough of this year and all these crazy things that's been going on. We don't need a hurricane. Most people over here red fishing, Mickey. You know, I think they're getting them every day.
Yeah.
Especially over in West Bay. But yesterday the wind blew. I didn't fish yesterday, but the wind blew quite a bit here yesterday. And, it wasn't that great. You know, everybody didn't catch them. So, is that wind down this morning?
A little bit. It's not as bad as yesterday, but they're calling for northeast 10 to 20 today. That's you. Gives you a little bit of a window there. It covers their butts anyway.
See, yesterday afternoon the surf was looking okay, flattening out, but northeast wind's not good for our surf.
Well, down your way, you're a lot calmer than we are up here. You know, like y'all look like northwest at 7 down there. Now, over at Port O'Connor, the little jetties, it's showing north at 17. But now here the North Jetty showing northeast at 14. San Luis Pass is north at 15. So, but down your way, it kind of calms down between San Luis Pass and through Freeport area to the harbor. And then when you get down towards Port O'Connor, it picks up again.
Right. I talked to a friend in Galveston yesterday afternoon, and your surf is air clear to the beach down there.
Yeah.
But it's full of sharks and skipjacks. And that's what I'm scared of going to the surf this morning. I'm fighting that stuff all morning.
Well, I don't know.
You never know.
Hey, all you can do is go look, but when you waste your time doing that and messing with the surf, then you already neglected your fish that you were catching in the bay, and then by the time you go get to those, it's too late. They're already through eating.
You've always got to make the right decision.
That's the biggest part of guiding is whether to go right or go left.
That's right. That is right.
Or if you're with the surf, in or out, do I go out or do I stay in?
Yeah, knowing when to go where.
Uh-huh. I know it.
We'll figure something out.
It'll drive you crazy.
Yep.
Especially if you're not on anything and trying to second-guess everything you're doing. I hate it when it's like that.
Yep. It's part of it.
Well, I wish you luck on your trip today. Hope everything turns out.
Well, and then we've got unsettled weather next week. I'm pretty much booked all week, and golly, I don't know what's going to go on with that. What do we got, some kind of little system coming in?
Well, off of that one tropical system, we're going to get moisture off of it starting tonight. They're upping that chance about 50%, then 60 tomorrow, 60 Monday, and then it tapers off 40% Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But we got a good shot at rain all week. And our winds are going to be pretty much northeast all week, too. Northeast pattern.
Well,
good teal hunting, so man.
Hot. Yeah.
Especially for this side of 10. This side of Houston, east side over here. I like a northeast wind for teal hunting.
Yeah. They'll have a good morning.
They should. Lucky dogs.
Yes, sir.
They'll have their limit before I ever get off air this morning.
Yeah, no doubt.
I used to love this time of year, man. Teal breast, jalapeno, you know, wrap them in bacon and jalapeno cream cheese on the grill. Man, I love fresh teal. Good eating.
Sounds
buddy.
Good to me.
Yeah, it is. With a cold beer, it's kind of hard to beat. All right, Charlie. Well, hey, somebody wants to come over and hook up with you. Give them a number, man.
713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Well, good luck to you today, and be safe. Take
All
care,
right,
my friend.
Take care.
All right, Charlie P. See you, buddy. All right, that's Captain Charlie Paradosky over in Matagorda, and it's already coming up to the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back right after these messages.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.